This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The government reassured that all refineries are operating at the highest capacity with adequate crude inventory. Addressing an interministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia held in New Delhi yesterday, Joint Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, informed that domestic LPG production is steady and sufficient stock is available. The Joint Secretary further informed that there has been slight increase in the rates of premium petrol, while there has been no increase in normal petrol rates. Special Secretary for Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Rajesh Kumar Sinha, said that in the past 24 hours, no maritime incident has been reported and all 22 ships and 611 Indian seafarers are safe. He said that DG Shipping is continuously monitoring them.
Ministry of Port Shipping Waterways continues to closely monitor the shipping movements, port operations, safety of Indian seafarers and continuity of maritime trade in view of the evolving situation in the West Asia.
External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said India has evacuated 913 nationals, including 284 pilgrims, via the Armenia-Azerbaijan route. Joint Secretary Gulf at the Ministry of External Affairs informed that 15 Indian crew members of MT Safe Sea Vishnu, who were safely rescued from Iraq on Thursday, are expected to return to India yesterday. In West Asia, celebrations of Eid al-Fitr and Nowruz have been overshadowed by escalating conflict and widespread attacks on critical energy infrastructure. The region has witnessed a sharp intensification in hostilities, with a cycle of retaliatory strikes now directly targeting economic assets rather than purely military positions. In the UAE, key installations including the Habshan gas facility and the Bab oil field were temporarily shut down following missile interceptions and falling debris. A missile threat was reported yesterday as well. In Kuwait, the Mina al-Ahmadi refinery was hit in a drone attack. Qatar's Ras Laffan facility has suffered extensive damage. The Strait of Hormuz remains effectively closed, disrupting a major share of global oil and gas flows and sending energy markets into volatility. Meanwhile, Israel has reported fresh airstrikes on Iranian targets near Tehran and saying that operations will continue. On the other hand, Iran has responded with new attacks on Israeli and US positions, warning of zero restraint and vowed to continue missile production amid concerns rising over threats to global tourism sites. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday held a telephonic conversation with the Kingdom of Bahrain, Hamad bin Isa Al Khalifa. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said they discussed the current situation in the West Asian region and condemned the attacks on the energy and civilian infrastructure, underscoring their adverse impact on global food, fuel and fertilizer security. Mr. Modi reiterated the importance of ensuring freedom of navigation and keeping shipping lines open and secure. PM Modi also conveyed greetings on the occasion of Eid al-Fitr and thanked the King of Bahrain for his continued support for the well-being of the Indian community in his country. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman yesterday said the Income Tax Act 2025 lowers the errors, disputes and compliance cost. Addressing a nationwide awareness campaign on the Income Tax Act 2025, Prarambh 2026 in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman underlined that the new act is less ambiguous and gives a simpler framework for people who want to understand it. Eid al-Fitr will be celebrated across different parts of the country today with religious devotion and enthusiasm. The festival marks the end of the holy month of Ramadan. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to the citizens on the eve of Eid al-Fitr. In her message, the president said the festival of Eid gives the message of self-control, charity and compassion for the underprivileged. In Orleans Masters Badminton, Indian shuttlers Tanvi Sharma and Isharani Barua have stormed into semi-final of women's singles. Tanvi defeated Japan's Natsuki Nidaira 21-14 in the quarterfinal clash at Palais des Sports in France yesterday. Meanwhile, Isharani Barua progressed to the semi-finals after her compatriot Malvika Bansod retired during their quarterfinal match. And that is the end of this news bulletin.